The National Cattlemen's Beef Association, along with state affiliates, has submitted comments on the Department of Transportation's truck size and weight limit study. Jim Handley, Executive Vice President of the Florida Cattlemen's Association, talks about the potential impact of increased truck weights on the beef industry.
As you well know, most cattle are transported on highway systems these days. I don't know that you could find a rail car to haul live cattle in if you attempted to do so, with the exception of some exported live animals that may go by air or some by boat. Everything goes over the roads. So an increase in efficiency would be vital to us. Everything we produce gets on the road headed north or west.
One of the things the DOT is looking at with this issue is highway safety.
As far as safety is concerned, we experienced some periods of time when we had some emergency executive orders put in place here in Florida with some reciprocal agreements with neighboring states during the period of the hurricanes in 04 and 05. And just about for a 24-month period, we were able to load trucks heavy up to 95,000 pounds, and there was no increase in safety issues. For the long term, we're willing as an industry to see a sixth axle placed under trailers of these, and so the braking and the load per axle, the weight per axle, would basically be the same as what we have today. There'd be fewer trucks on the road with the same braking power and the same load weight per axle ratio. We feel like you'll not see any increase in safety issues.
But Handley said increased truck weights would actually have a tremendous impact for the cattle industry.
Let's use an example of here in the case of Florida. We just recently did some calculating, and we're paying $3.80 a loaded mile. And let's assume a typical trip for a load of Florida cattle would be from Okeechobee, Florida to Amarillo, Texas, in that general vicinity. That's about a 1,750-mile run. That particular run, it cost us about 13.3 cents a pound. And if we were able to increase truck weight limits, we would have a significant savings of probably in the neighborhood of $11 a head on a 500-pound calf.
Thus, he encourages cattle producers to get involved by contacting their elected officials on this issue.
We need to weigh in with our elected officials and ask them to grant the states the authority and the opportunity to establish their weight limits on the federal highways within their given state. It would improve efficiency. It would basically help the environment. In our case, just shipping 1 year's worth of calf production, of feeder calves, we estimate 1,600 fewer truckloads over the highways. That's less fuel burned. And in our case, it'd be about an $8.8 million a year net to our little Florida cattle industry. When you multiply that nationwide, it has a tremendous amount of impact. And as we try to feed the world and keep food production costs down, this is one efficiency that needs to be taken advantage of.
Handley said in Florida they have been working to get an increase in truck weight limits for a long, long time and encourages everyone to get involved as this issue is of importance for cattle producers across the country. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.